This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
TGO Radio. It's October 29th.
Yeah.
For broadcast on November 1st.
That would be what, Monday?
Friday.
Or, Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, hang on.
Starting early.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Blast off.
It was. Blast off. It's party time.
It is November 1st for the.
Fucking November, baby. Already.
Already,
God,
huh?
Damn.
We just started recording in late January this year. We just got that fast, didn't it?
Was this third year in a row now that we've consistently put and fucking content out?
We get to January.
To no fucking avail.
Three straight. I said, let's advertise, Jeff. Like, let's get. Like, I gave him a number. I go, Jeff, let's get to this number. Like, I'm not trying to sell anything or be rich, but I'd like to be heard by more people. So I go to Jeff and I go, Jeff, I got a number. Here, this is the number. I'd love to get like to this number of weekly listeners. Let's do, you know, let's kind of advertise a little bit and try to, you know, I'm not trying to. Joe's like, hey, you know, I, you know.
yeah, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry to bother you. Sheesh. All right. Well, guess not. I'm gonna have to do it behind his back.
That's the only way I like it. From the back.
Doug, comment. Doug, reach around, show producer. Ah, yes. Nothing like the old reach around. What are we going to do if we don't see each other for 3 months? We're going to dumb texts all the time.
Oh, yeah. It'd just be fucking useless, you know, fucking silly shit as always.
What did we do last year? Nothing. We didn't see each other for 3 months last
year. I don't think
we
did.
I think you popped into my work at one point in the morning one day. And
I did. Bring your fucking hat.
Oh, that's right. I left my hat here.
You left your San Fran.
Yeah, my San Francisco.
You left your hat.
San Francisco. Yeah, otherwise we didn't see each other for 3 months. Lucky you.
All right, give me 2 seconds.
We'll hop them.
Oh, I was trying out a different set of headphones.
And oh, you fucked that up, huh?
Shorten a cable, and so I'm not going to fuck with it.
Okay.
So just a second here.
Lesson learned. You never know unless you.
Good Bluetooth headphones.
Blue, huh?
That could be the wire. virus.
Well,
fuck them.
What have you got? Latency issue? But you did hardwire it, didn't you?
Well, no, it was hardwired. It's just, no. There was a short, and yeah. I'm not going to fuck with it. So
no, I don't blame you.
Get these going.
What's wrong with these very?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong with these very expensive headphones we purchased?
Right. These are okay. They just they kind of hurt my ears a little bit.
No, especially if you got glasses on.
Yeah, it's, right. Yeah, it's kind of like somebody's standing there fucking pushing my fucking brain in.
Well,
and listen,
what's left of it?
Right. Yeah. There's enough fucking water pressure on my skull and brain. I don't need extra.
Brain. How was Phoenix?
Oh, hot.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Boy, Jeff's
fucking
gotta...
almost, you know, high 80s most days. Okay. Got into low 80s that last day or two we were there.
Man, Jeff's
great.
Got a hard on for that high 80s.
Oh, I love it.
But I don't disagree. It gets into January and you just go, man, you know what? I'm going to fucking, let's go somewhere warm for 2 months.
Well, and it's that dry
figure
heat.
Figure it out.
You know.
Yeah, well.
It's that dry heat.
Yeah, it's dry heat if you put your head in the oven, too. I don't want to do that either.
You sure about that?
Well, gas oven, maybe sometimes.
Say, you got an electric oven, so good luck with that.
No, I got a gas oven.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You could just fucking fart in bed a few times. I'd fucking goddamn knock a...
Well, that's a Dutch oven. That's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing.
Honey, let's do a Dutch oven.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's an old bit.
It is. That's an old Bob and Tom bit. Two more weeks, man. It's this week and next
week.
And then
we're
out for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
I need a project. I got to think of something.
Yeah, I'm going to read. I'm going to try and get some shit read. I got to start reading more.
Jeff and I started reading the same book, kind of independently of each other. We started reading this History of Kmart, and it's a fairly interesting little book,
isn't it?
It's
fucking fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Shit, you know?
And of course, I did a deep dive into, you know, what the Kresge stores were in the city where I live, and blah, 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 and that's why it takes me 3 weeks to read a fucking book.
S.S. Kresge.
Yeah. That guy lived to be, what, 99 or whatever?
Yeah, he was fucking old, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, but he lived to see it become, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I don't have a lot of, you know, the mom and pop stores. Bigger stores have been running mom and pop stores out of business
for
150 ever. Fucking years.
Yep.
You know, just Walmart wasn't, you know.
Bullock and Star Hardware was put out of business by Kresge's, I'm sure, you know. I mean,
Walmart
right.
Walmart was the mom and pop.
Yeah.
You know,
it fucking happens.
Remember that story in the book about how Sam Walton opened up his first store and a couple of goons came in and told him not to open any more stores?
Yep.
And like, he was the mom and pop.
Yep.
Like, they all got to start somewhere. No one starts the biggest thing in the universe. They got to become that.
That was kind of fucked up to read because Walmart is such a juggernaut now. And you're like, he's fucking Guido and Vinny come in and say, Sam, knock it off.
Right.
We'll fucking stick
the book's called Attention Kmart Shoppers. Yeah. But it's a 210 or 11 pages.
Yeah.
Super short read.
Yeah. Easy read far for me. Yeah. You know, I mean, not a lot of big words. So, you know, there's pictures.
Lots of pictures and graphs for Jeff. Yeah. So it's all right. I finished that book about Amelia Earhart, and then I read, we got something about her coming up and updates and corrections.
They find her?
No.
Damn.
And then
maybe that hurricane blew her plane out of the ocean or something.
Wait, is that the one hitting Jamaica?
Jesus
is that the...
Christ. Fucking Whoa. Hit it. Fuck.
I haven't seen any of the damage stuff.
Oh,
is it
bad.
Super gnarly?
Oh,
is it bad?
Yeah,
boy.
Biggest fucking hurricane ever recorded.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm.
Fucking Jamaica.
Yeah.
I saw a video last night and just before I passed out about how someone flew into the eye of it. And that was really something. Did you see
that
video?
They always do that with those things. Take those
fucking... but this one was especially...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
Gets fucking calm as shit right there, man, all around you. It's fucking hectic. Chaotic.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah. Jamaica, I'm sure, needed a flush anyway. You know, I mean, those fucking islands down there, they need flushed every now and again.
India. There's Cuba right there, too, right? So, did Cuba take a beating, too?
West, I think. No, I don't think Cuba did.
Is Guantanamo Bay on the right-hand side or left-hand side?
Guantanamo Bay is more, I think, on the northwestern side, I think. God damn it, now I got to look.
Well, if it's on the northwest, then it's... I mean, they got a lot of rain no matter what, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guantanamo Bay, home of the Waterboard Cafe.
That great. I love that Zero Dark 30 opens up with a waterboarding, man. Like 10 minutes in, you got a waterboarding. What a fucking great movie. Catherine Bigelow directs The Hurt Locker, which won Best Picture.
Yeah.
Then she directs Zero Dark 30, which is terrific. And then she directs this movie called Detroit, which is dog shit. I don't think you heard me. It's dog shit.
Yeah.
And then several years go by.
Oh, nope. It's Southeast Side. I'm fucking stupid.
Oops. Well, so yeah. It's right in the path of the fucking gimmick.
Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, my geography's not the greatest. Yeah, Jamaica's due south of fucking.
Sure is.
Of Guantanamo. Damn near. Yeah.
Buddy, I mean, if you're looking for a cheap winter getaway.
Yeah.
Wait about a week and start looking at Jamaica stuff because it's going to be right. cheap down there, buddy. We fucking throw a football from one end to the other of that island, huh?
Yeah.
But, and then she got this movie on Netflix right now, which I hear is just a disaster. So I don't, you know, how you make two great movies and then, you know, can't tie your own shoes. I don't understand. Anyway, Catherine Bigelow is who I'm talking about. But anyways.
Will you imagine riding a fucking inner tube from there to Miami?
No.
Huh?
No. No, that's a long, that's what, 95 miles?
90 some odd miles, yeah.
From Cuba to Miami?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cuba, as Canada used to call it.
Cuba?
Hey, Rock Cuba.
Hey, right.
Quick, Simpson, honk at that broad. Anyways. Well, as we get near the end of the season here, and we'll keep track of this as we go on, but as we get near the end of the season here, Team Brian on the Deadpool has taken an insurmountable 4-1 lead.
Yep.
June Lockhart died.
About fucking time.
She was 100.
God damn.
It's not a. I mean, Jeff's got some true dinosaurs on his list, so it's not impossible that two or three of them drop off right away.
Yeah, but
in the general flow of the world, that's 4-1 is pretty tough.
And you know, people always get stressed out around the holidays, so those old timers, they'll start.
You sons of bitches. Yeah, but fucking, I mean, what's on the list I sent you? Fucking like you got some true.
Well, dinosaurs. Dick Van Dyke still can't. Well, but we both got him, don't we?
Yeah, he's on my list, too.
Yeah.
Where is it? Malt Fizmy. Let's see. Malt Fizmy. Alan Greenspan's 150. Noah Chomsky. Clint Eastwood, Dick Van Dyke, Mitch McConnell. Any day now, buddy. I'm McConnell.
Are those mine?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 McConnell's got to go.
Any day. Yeah, he just fell down again the other day,
didn't he?
Did he
really?
Yes.
Fucking numbskull.
David Attenborough. William Shatner.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, Attenborough's what, 97?
Shatner, Trump, and Mel Brooks, but we've got Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke in common yet. But anyway, June Lockhart died, and then I saw the article about how I think it was Variety, maybe? Lockhart became known for her performances as Timmy's foster mother. Did you know she was a foster mother on that show?
I did not know that. What, on Lassie?
Yeah.
Hmm.
On the CBS series Lassie from 58 to 64, she took over from Cloris Leachman.
Oh, Jesus.
As the Martin family moved on to the famous Collies farm and became foster parents to both the orphan Timmy and Lassie. Did they kill off Timmy's parents?
Or, I mean, I guess the other possibility is his parents were black. Fair enough.
I mean, when you're right, you're right. What? What does that even mean?
What?
What?
Well, tonight, the entertainment world is remembering legendary actress June Lockhart. She died Thursday at the age of 100.
Lockhart is one of those unique actors who has not one, but two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. One for film, another for television. Our entertainment guru, George Pinocchio, takes a look back at her life.
Entertainment guru?
George Pinocchio?
The George Pinocchio.
Wow. Career.
We're going to get a line to you by rocket gun.
June Lockhart was the leading lady of the 1960s series Lost in Space, part of the Robinson family.
Lost in Space. Hey, did you ever watch the reboot of that with the gal from Deadwood?
You know what? I think I think I actually watched the pilot or whatever pilot.
What's
the pilot? Was that Molly Parker?
Molly Parker. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
You know what? I think I actually did watch the pilot. It wasn't that bad.
I'd still drain.
You
my,
still
I would still drain my yep. balls against it. Yes, I would, sir. Yes, I would.
Yes, I would.
She's in that show on Fox.
The doctor that show, Doc, or whatever.
Is, that I know is dog shit.
Oh, you know it's garbage. It's got to be.
But I want good things for her, so I'm sure. Like, I hope it's, you know what I mean? Like, just
yeah. You always got to root for those Deadwood
yeah,
stars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say Deadwood stars. How about just all the actors in that show that yeah. were ever on yeah, there? Cause... If I saw Shaughnessy on something, I'd fucking be rooting for him for no disarray.
How much disarray?
Disarray.
No fucking disarray. But you almost had brains on your walls.
...in space because of Earth's serious overpopulation.
Ah, but they were really worried about that back then, Earth's serious overpopulation.
Jesus well, Christ, I don't know what they were fucking worried about back then.
Ehrlich and the population bomb and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, God.
...planned as they're lost in space for 3 seasons. Back in 1997, June told me she remained devoted to NASA.
I go down to Houston a lot and hang out with the astronauts. Oh, and do you know that nearly everyone that I meet, including biophysicists and medicine, people in medicine down there and people working at the pool, and they all say, oh, watching Lost in Space made me know what I wanted to do when I grew up.
Oh, I think that's a very nice thing to say to an old woman, but I don't think that's true.
Lockhart was a child. She was acting. She made her big screen debut. In a-
you know, despite your show, I got into this fucking field anyway.
Yeah.
That, cunt?
That faggy kid-touching doctor, that spazzy robot, right. Fuck off.
Danger, danger.
Danger. Kid-toucher, kid-toucher.
You go fucking wave your goddamn dryer vent tube somewhere else, stupid.
You fucking beat it.
Fucking... you got some clothes to fucking dry or something? You got me a Maytag. Fucking beat it.
Maytag. Fucking, that's
Kid
so
Rock's
great.
Whirlpool.
I get some fucking lint out of your trap. Beat it.
The fucking lint out of your ears. And go make me a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, really?
You're so fucking smart, you goddamn robot. Fucking robot my ass. You're a goddamn food processor. Shut
yeah,
the fuck
yeah,
up.
Really. You fucking Kid Rocks. Try some clothes, beat it.
Playing one of the Cratchit kids in a film based on Charles Dickens' famous novel.
Yes.
Her real-life parents, Jean and Kathleen Lockhart, played her parents in this 1938 classic.
Well,
what a versatile acting family
that
there.
It doesn't have to be good to be a classic, and that's something that is a talk radio guy who used to be out of Chicago named Kevin Matthews. It doesn't have to be good to be a classic.
She appeared in Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland.
Yes.
We've taken a little.
They're both fag hags. Meet me in St. Louis. Meet me at the Blue Boy Bar and Grill. What?
Oh, you. Thank you. How considerate.
Dozens of roles would follow, including moments on several TV westerns. And then came Lassie. Lockhart starred in more than 200 episodes of this long-running series about a family.
And along came Lassie.
You know, you'd figure after the second episode, they'd have fucking capped the wells in that town. You
right,
know what I mean?
Know,
or the fucking the old gold mines or whatever.
God
that
damn kid's down
that
a
dumb
fucking
kid
well
kept
again.
Falling into.
Somebody go get baby Jessica, will you? God, Jesus.
Well, you know, I tell you, you get a DGO radio, you're getting into the oldest possible references.
Oh, fuck to, yeah. Yeah.
Baby Jessica.
Yeah. Wow. Nothing. Nothing before the or after the 21st century. No way.
No way.
Fuck them.
Remarkable collie.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Jesus.
Where's my peanut butter? Lick my trout box, Lassie.
I said crunchy kind.
Oh.
Ruh-roh.
Don't forget the stuff in my fold. Where the clit is, right here, Lassie.
Big dollop of peanut butter there.
Oh, yes. Half of a fucking...
Half a jar.
Half a jar of Jif right there. Ah, yes. You're a dog. You're like, this peanut butter rules. You don't know there's fucking pussy at the back end of that. You're just having a snack, you know? Poor dog. Poor Lassie. God damn.
Peanut buttered flavored tuna is the best.
God damn. Hair, too. All that fucking hair made back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
At least have the decency, if you're going to let your dog eat your box, at least have the decency to fucking shave that thing.
Yes, please be a decent person and shave before you let the animals leave.
Jesus look, Christ. Look, you're bypassing the important point of this.
Yeah, I guess I am, ain't I?
Shave that trout farm is what I'm telling you, folks. You can't let your dog eat a fucking hairy box. That's not fair.
Shave the Black Forest first, please.
God bless it.
You just said, shave the Black Forest before you go Himmlering around in there.
Fucking Himmlering. I don't want my scalps.
She left Lassie is when Lockhart found herself lost in space and suspended in midair for the cover of TV Guide.
And I said, get me down!
Next up...
She had her in the air.
Get me down!
Shut the fuck up!
Junction. She joined the sitcom as a female doctor who moves to practice medicine.
Female doctors unheard of.
Jesus Christ, that shit was way ahead of its time.
Fucking Petticoat Junction. Those that was the one with the three sisters, right?
Yeah.
All three of them a piece of ass. Without fucking exception. Pieces of ass. Man, were they something.
Here's our lady MD. She's as pretty as can be at the junction.
As the years passed, Lockhart never really stopped working. She periodically popped up on the daytime drama General Hospital. She even did some animation, including The Critic.
Miss Lockhart, why did you agree to marry Duke Phillips?
Because he agreed to bring everybody back who was lost in space, even Dr. Smith.
George Pinocchio, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Just got a picture of the three sisters. Can you make that big so I cannot see? Oh, yeah, come on. Tell me. You fuck all three of those girls. The one on the left, though, is the piece of ass right there. I don't know who that is. Who's the girl on the left, does it say?
Yeah, left to right, Pat Woodall.
Pat Woodall was Woodell. The way there in this picture. She
played
is...
Bobby Joe.
Yeah, she did.
It was Bobby Joe, Billy Joe, and Betty Joe.
I'd like to Bobby her Joe. Yeah, those girls were all right. Could you, watch some of the episodes of that, which I don't, but my fucking father has it on once in a while, and man.
Seems to me like I remember my sister liking to watch that show.
Yes. So it's a long time ago. Anyway, Team TGO takes a commanding 4-1 lead at the Deadpool. Maybe during the offseason I'll get that championship belt we keep talking about for the Deadpool.
What have I won, the last two?
Yeah.
How many years have we been doing it?
This is the third.
This is just the third, okay.
Yep, so you're 2-0.
All right.
At this juncture. One quick update here this week.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
A Purdue expedition to search for Amelia Earhart's lost plane is being postponed to at least next year. In a statement, Purdue says the decision comes as the team awaits clearance from the island's government along with seasonal weather challenges.
Okay, so
we have clearance.
Originally scheduled to launch from Majuro in the Marshall Islands on November 4th, the expedition was delayed as the team continues to work through additional stages of the permit approval process with the Kiribati government.
Who?
Exactly. Just go, stupid.
Just go.
Just fucking go. What are you going to have? Savage Islanders shooting blow darts at you?
What's
afraid
the most they got? Sticks with rocks on the end? It's going to be all right. Take a gun. You'll win.
Fucking go in there in Columbus, that bad boy. What are we doing?
It's your lucky day, indigenous folk.
Give him some fucking VD and...
Please accept these blankets. Pox, on behalf of your government.
Pox-infected blankets. Oh, this is great.
Oh, we keep warm tonight.
Rain.
Oh, yeah, you're going to keep warm rain. For a long time.
You're going to keep rain for what? Itchy, too, I bet.
Blanket itchy, but keep Chief warm. Achoo.
Chief achoo.
Chief achoo.
Sir, it's your call from Canada.
I'm sorry. The window for getting a call into Canada is only open once a week.
Mr. Leo!
Good day, Your Highness. No, it's not evil spirits. It's just rain. Rain. Fine. Try and kill it. Children.
Children.
Clerks the animated series.
A Purdue expedition to search for Amelia Earhart's lost plane is being postponed to at least next year. In a statement, Purdue says the decision comes as the team awaits clearance from the island's government, along with seasonal weather challenges.
Whatever, the island's government.
Island's government, what is it, King Gilligan? You're going to be all right. Just go.
The expedition in July. The university says the mission remains the same. A field team will travel to the island of Nicomoraro to confirm
what?
If satellite images that show what appears to be a plane are accurate.
I hope these fucking dummies spend a fuck ton of money and it's not her.
There's a couple of fallen trees just that fell in the shape of a plane.
It's a tree-shaped plane.
Like fucking, what's his name, opened up Al Capone's vault.
Geraldo Rivera.
We found a bottle. Yeah, that's it. Dirt, a lot of dirt.
We found a bottle that's a year old. What? I remember that, too. That was live.
Oh, yeah, that
so
was
that
a
was,
big fucking deal, man.
It was on WGN.
Yep.
Channel 9 out of Chicago, and they were nationwide even then.
Boy, they pimped that for fucking months.
Forever.
Weeks, they did.
Half of that show was a pretty solid documentary about Capone.
Yeah.
And they kept doing live look-ins as these dummies were fucking, and they found a beer bottle.
Yeah.
Just the funniest. What a hump.
We're still digging.
You know, he's still fucking out there, too. He's in his 70s.
Jesus
he's
Christ.
He's fucking farting around on Fox or whatever he's doing. It's like, it's very silly what he's doing. Oh, boy. Well, let's go to some news. How about some news?
News.
Okay. News.
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 Meep, meep.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
I'm News 6's Alex Cook in Mineola. It all started with a tip to the newsroom from a neighbor who wanted to stay anonymous about a skeleton strip club right here
skeleton
on this very porch.
Skeleton strip club? That's a skeleton strip club. Boy, we just got to be offended about everything, don't we?
Well, yeah, and then...
He said it's not your typical spooky decor. This one's got skeletons in suggestive poses, a pole, and it's all out in the open where kids walk to school. So,
oh,
of course,
my God.
Oh, not that.
No.
Anything but that.
God damn, that's funny.
And so it's barely anything.
Yeah, it's nothing.
And so the first thing they do is they find the first wine mom in the neighborhood to come over and fucking give you a comment about it. And this chick is...
She hammered at noon?
Buddy, hang on, I'll let you hear it.
We had to come see it for ourselves. Now I'm here to figure out what this means for this family-focused community and where the line gets drawn.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean shit, you fucking idiots. God damn.
Halloween fun.
I would sit with sunglasses out.
Appropriate in neighborhoods like this.
Gabriella, who lives right across the street, says she sees it as all in good fun.
No problem. I can sit here. Let's have something fun.
Do we need to get a hold of ice? Maybe?
She's a fucking... wine mom. It's 2 p.m. She's got...
She's been day drinking since 11.
She's got yoga. She's got kids in school, so she's hammered by noon. She's fucking... Oh, I'm the fun neighborhood mom, and I'm a foreigner. Please don't deport me. Fuck off, foreign woman. Beat it. And she's fucking just... Oh, look, I'm having fun. So she walks up there and swings around on the fake pole, and oh, my fucking... Stars.
Oh, my stars.
She says her two kids love it, too.
My kids think this is hilarious. And you know what? I do, too.
What are we talking about?
We're drinky poo.
Yeah. She's
right in the fucking
right
slot.
Pocket. Yeah, right in the slot.
Just above the click.
I have two kids, and they like to see the skeleton. They are dancing. No problem for us.
Keep up with that
accent. You ain't going to have any more kids, lady. You're all going to be fucking deported.
Back to Venezuela with you.
Deport you to fucking Houston.
But everyone in the neighborhood agrees. In addition to the anonymous tip, we found
everyone, everybody in the neighborhood agrees?
Not everyone.
Not everyone
agrees.
Gotcha. Debates on the neighborhood social media page.
Oh, can you imagine?
Neighborhood social media pages are the fucking, they're the shit, man. They're so good. Oh, my God.
When I tell you, I can't imagine a more insufferable group of people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? The neighborhood social media page?
Yep.
One poster said, I don't see stripping as art. Whether it's skeletons or cartoons, I wouldn't want my kids exposed to sexual innuendos.
Oh, God damn.
Listen.
Only ever had sex to reproduce. Frigid cow.
Listen, I got news for you, pal. That fucking Halloween display of a skeleton on a pole ain't the worst thing your kid's ever fucking going to get exposed to out there in the world. So you might as well get them fucking used to it now.
Yeah, take them to an actual strip club.
Exactly. Here's a handful of fucking ones. Just don't come out until they're gone.
Well, I told you what happened to me when I was about 13, right? This conversation
I
had
with... a lot of fucking stories about you when you were 13.
This conversation I had with my father. I told him I wanted to get a guinea pig. And he gave me $50. He said, go find yourself a nice girl. I love that joke. It's the second time this season I've told that joke.
Glad you're working on new material all the time there, champ.
You know, look. It's between us girls. It's late in the year, okay? I'm tired. I'm exhausted right now, okay?
Another responded, if you want to see it as sexual, that's your take. Does it show the skeleton removing clothes? How do you know if it's a female or male skeleton?
Imagine feeling compelled to comment on that. Now, we're doing it as a goof, but like, imagine
a serious comment on that.
First of all, imagine following a neighborhood social media page and then feeling compelled to comment and or respond to it. Go fuck yourself.
Get a life, man. Get a fucking life.
I can't imagine it. Couldn't be me.
Oh, man.
Another neighbor said, we live here too. This is very inappropriate.
What? We live here too, so change. Change for me.
It's just all women talking to each other.
Oh, no.
And fucking one wine mom who's fucking out there partying in the... Wee-hee! She's got two kids. She's finished in the business. But her body is still a 7.5. And she drinks during the day. So she's if you met her at a laundromat, you could probably have a shot with her, you know? Because she drinks all day long. Fucking Consuela, why don't you let me get you home? Because you look a little too tipsy to be driving there, kid. Just, you know. Just let me get you in the house a little bit. Bend you over the credenza.
Oh, not the credenza.
You heard me.
Jesus.
One resident even contacted the Homeowners Association, which replied, unfortunately, the HOA cannot do anything about this.
Oh, Halloween- fuck you, HOA. You stick your nose in everybody's goddamn business.
I got to tell you.
Decorations are allowed, and residents can put up whatever holiday decorations they prefer. The HOA...
There you go.
Christ, that's the most sensible HOA response I've ever heard.
Well, that's the exact same reaction I had
when
I saw this.
Wow, holy shit. You really like to get right in there.
They are in your business.
Advised that the offended neighbor should wait until Halloween.
Some old lady that runs it looks like Judge Smale's wife.
It's easy to grin.
Go down to the dock and shake your booties.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
Unfortunately, the HOA cannot do anything about this. Halloween decorations are allowed, and residents can put up whatever holiday decorations they prefer. The HOA advised that the offended neighbor should wait until Halloween is over next weekend, when the display will come down.
Whoa, right on.
So, not only fuck yourself, but wait it out.
Mind your fucking business.
Yeah. Yep.
Mind your fucking business.
There's a lot to be said for minding your own fucking
business.
Oh,
boy.
Meanwhile, Gabriella says she's more worried about the...
Back to the wine, Mom. Gabriella, man.
Gabriella's more worried about if the liquor store is open or not.
You see Gabriella at Whole Foods stocking up on $4 bottles of wine?
Got fucking five handles of vodka in the cart.
Buddy?
She's getting Kirkland vodka at fucking Costco by the case.
She is ready to go.
She got one of them fucking Stanley fucking insulated cups. Oh, the giant ones.
Yeah. That's not water she's drinking.
Fuck, no, it ain't.
Nope.
More fumes coming out of there than your open gas tank. Whew, baby.
Halloween is over next weekend when the display will come down. Meanwhile, Gabriella says she's more worried about...
Buddy, Gabriella knows how to party.
Buddy, if that were my front porch and this was going on, as soon as Halloween was over, so what, Halloween's this Friday. Saturday.
Wow, is it really?
Yeah. Saturday, I would be out packing up the skeletons and putting turkeys where the pole was. And the turkeys would be stripping. So go fuck yourself, neighbors. And then you know what? As soon as fucking Thanksgiving was over, it'd be Santa Claus and a snowman out there on the pole. Fuck them.
You'd be tempted to have snowman blowing Santa, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I was just fucking giving him the fucking business,
you gotta
man.
Have a motorized hand.
Yeah.
Just working Frosty's head up and down on a fucking invisible cock. It's just the arm keeps moving his head back and forth.
Santa's head fucking tilts back and forth.
Yeah, tongue sticks out.
Got Mrs. Claus sitting in a cuck chair over at the other end of the porch.
Fucking rubbing her wound. Mrs. Claus in a cuck chair for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. Whatever.
There's no female cucks out there.
The scary, gory displays than this one.
I'm afraid when they put a lot of some scare things with no head, something like that. But this is so fun. There's no.
It's a mail order bride. There's no way, buddy. Fucking Kirkland vodka.
Fucking five handles of Kirkland vodka.
Uh-huh. That is a cherry Sprite, and the rest is vodka. And that fucking.
Yeah, she goes and gets five handles of vodka and 1 2-liter of cherry Sprite. Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this chick knows how to party. And I bet if you get her in the right time of day, I bet you can get it.
No problem here.
Whether they're for or against it, neighbors in this neighborhood can expect to keep seeing this display until after Halloween.
Good.
In Mineola, Alex Cook, News 6.
I know a hooker once named Minnie Miola. Oh, it's Minnie Mazzola. Excuse me.
Oh. Imagine having nothing else to do.
I know. Yeah. That's your life.
Just
finding shit to bitch about.
Man, just imagine.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, listen, I mean, we are entertaining the country. I don't know how to tell you this.
Yeah.
But let's see.
Good evening, everyone. And
well, that is a bad fucking show.
It's
open
really
for,
bad.
Ooh.
Thanks so much for joining us for 12
Ain't
News.
No goddamn prong.
Fucking Herbie Hancock ass.
Fucking...
Local news.
At 6, I'm Cutty the Divine.
And I'm Troy Hayden. Mark's off tonight.
Where the fuck is Mark?
Where's Mark at?
God damn.
He doesn't have anything else to do.
13-year-old boy caught taking his mom's car for a joyride through Gilbert.
Attaboy. This is in Arizona. You're just out there.
Oh, that was, that was close to home.
Police say he exceeded speeds of over 100 miles an hour.
Attaboy.
And evaded officers at least 4 different times.
13-year-old got the best of you.
Wow.
Super troopers.
Leader of Cola.
Journalist Gabriella Becerra is live in the Gilbert neighborhood.
Why is she live?
Hi, Gilbert. Hi, Lewis. Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Where he was eventually caught with the new details in this.
How old were you when you, I mean, you probably saw Revenge of the Nerds as an early teen.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, happy.
How old were you when you realized that girl got raped at the end?
Oh, I know.
When it finally occurred to you and you went, holy shit, he fucking raped that girl.
Dude, I actually watched that movie recently, like within the last year, and it's like, oh, wow, boy. There's a lot going on here.
Sensibilities have changed a little bit, yeah.
I'll tell you what, the guy that played Booger, Curtis, I can't think of the guy's name.
Yeah.
God damn, he made that fucking movie.
He was very funny in Better Off Dead, also, that John Cusack movie, which I enjoyed very much in the old days. And the girl that played the little French girl in that is really attractive. Yeah. Better off dead. But,
Investigation. Gabby?
Gabby? Gabby.
Well, Troy Caribe, that teen allegedly spent his night speeding through residential neighborhoods, even going airborne at one time, according to Gilbert police.
God damn.
Hi, Gilbert.
This is the street where that teen eventually came to a stop, tried to ditch the car, and then hopped into somebody's backyard. And just a few minutes ago, we actually spoke with that homeowner, and she said didn't even realize any of this was happening.
No, because it was fucking the middle of the night. She was sleeping, lady.
Until the police knocked on her door early.
Oh, fuck off, first of all.
This morning.
Come back with a warrant.
She said the whole situation is just completely frightening, but I want to show you video that was shared with us by...
Why?
Her neighbor. It's surveillance video that shows the teen getting out of the car and hiding near that house. Once the helicopters arrive and start looking for the teen, we can then see him walk back towards the car. When police arrived, he got out again and then appeared to cooperate with the arrest. But
I can only imagine, I can only hope that that would have ended like, you know, that simulation of Homer walking out of the movie theater. He gets shot to pieces. Homer Simpson shot to death by is only one possible outcome, according to our computer simulation.
Gilbert police say this teen admitted to taking his mom's Chevy Tahoe without permission to go on a drive. The Mesa Police Department air unit first observed the car driving more than 80 miles per hour on residential streets near Higley and Elliott Roads in Gilbert around 1:45 this morning.
Whoa, man. Buddy, there is not enough. My knuckles will be bloody from beating this kid's ass. There's not enough violence.
Gilbert police attempted to stop the car several times, but the teen allegedly avoided those stops and at one time even ran a red light. Police-
oh no.
Not that.
Jeff, can I tell you, in all seriousness, I ran three red lights going to work this morning. It's not the worst thing that happens. Three. At least three.
I mean, they teach you that in driver's training now, how much time you got on that yellow light, you know?
Well, I got stopped one time for turning left on a red. It was the guy ahead of me, then me.
Yeah.
And opposite us in the other left-hand lane was a cop.
Dumbass.
And he saw us both go. I didn't see him until it was way too late. I got up the road, he got behind me, put the flashers on, pulled me over, and he goes... Yeah, it was red for him, but it was really red for you.
It was really red for you.
I'm like, all right.
Really red.
He goes, that was when my grandmother lived not far from where I got stopped.
Yeah.
He goes, what you out doing today? I says, I'll be honest with you. My grandma lives right up there. I was trying to get in her driveway before you pulled me over. He goes, all right.
Like, let you go?
He did.
Ah, what a guy. What a guy.
He goes, you just got to be careful out here. Like, all right, I got
you. Yeah,
say.
All right.
Damn it. Yeah. That doesn't,
you got me. You know.
Yep.
You
can't. There's nothing you could say to them.
No.
They've seen it all.
They've heard it all. They've seen it all. You know, your best
you
is
know
to go,
what you did.
You know, I did.
I
you
got
mean?
Pulled over doing 10 over the, going to Indianapolis one time. I got pulled over and I was doing 70 and a 55 or whatever it was back then.
Yeah.
He goes. You know why I stopped you? I said, oh, yeah. I said, I mean, by the time I saw you, I was doing about 71 and a 55 back there. And he was like, yeah, that's it. I'm like, yeah. But he didn't give me a ticket. Like,
yeah.
You know, most of the time.
I am a firm believer that if they don't start acting like a dick and you're just honest with them, you know, I pulled it.
Yeah,
I had it up to 70 and a 55 before you got me.
Yeah.
I think they're more apt to, you know.
Yeah. And I was young then. If anyone's going to get a ticket, it's a young, right. You know, it's a young guy.
Say the car didn't have headlights on and the erratic driving posed a serious risk to the public. They say the behavior was unprovoked as no marked or unmarked units were close enough to engage with the driver. But about 15 minutes into that ride, the car collided with a handicap railing at a business near Cooper and Baseline.
I thought maybe they're just going to stop there and say it collided with a handicap. Oh, okay. Oh,
man.
My chair. look what they did to my chair. Look how they massacred my chair.
That's exactly what I wanted there. That's exactly what I wanted.
look how they massacred my crutches.
They did to my beautiful chair. Have you ever seen that girl do that line in Marge Simpson's voice? There's a girl, some fucking random TikTok from like 5 years ago.
Look what they did to my boy.
Look how they massacred my boy. It's so funny. Oh, shit.
Look at how they massacred my boy.
That's perfect.
It's so good.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
Roads. That's about when a passenger.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Allegedly got out of the car and ran off. The teen driver.
The passenger went, I'm out.
Yeah.
The friend went, I'm out of here.
Yep.
And, you know.
Eventually came to the stop here, as I mentioned before, and neighbors tell me just the police scene here was large and crazy that this happened.
Boy, great reporting.
Honey, you were doing so good up so until good. Then. Yep. She was really, she really had control of the moment. You know what I mean? And now it's,
just Marge and Dad out of control.
Look at how they massacred my boy. Oh, shit. That had to have been 5 or 6 years ago, the first time I saw
that's
that.
Funny.
And I have no idea how old it is, but boy, that made me fucking laugh, son of a bitch.
Look at how they massacred my boy.
God damn.
That's really funny.
Oh, shit.
God, that's funny.
Anyway, they got him. They fucking got him. And
well, yeah, he's 13. I hope. I can't believe he evaded him 4 different times.
Well,
Jesus.
There's video of him, too.
Fucking outwitted by a half-wit.
I've been in hot pursuit for 700
miles. How's that for hijinks?
I am in hot pursuit.
He is wanted for a man act. Kidnapping. Oh, no, got a bra in the car, and I don't think he's got permission. And that's kidnapping. How's that for hijinks? That whole fucking exchange between him and Bert at the restaurant is the fucking pinnacle of that movie.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
God damn.
I mean, yeah, it was a little bit scary when we came to know about a person who was
Why am I not doing a retarded Jackie Gleason?
I yield the rest of the show to Lemon Gleason. Lemon Gleason.
Lemon Gleason. Do you want anything? Hush puppies, Daddy. Ain't good time for that crap.
Hush puppies, Daddy.
Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Lemon Gleason making his debut. Another late season debut.
Yeah.
Along with Dr. Genius.
Dr. Genius. Old Dr. Genius has been lately. I haven't heard from him.
Fast. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the neighborhood needs to be more secure now.
Well, not with you foreigners in it.
And that teen driver was booked into the Maricopa County Juvenile Detention Center on
at least
a long list of charges, including reckless driving
and being awesome
and high speeds. The passenger that I mentioned before, according to police, was never found. But the important thing to note here is nobody was injured in this incident.
There's a home. Someone's got a security camera on their garage, and they caught a picture of this kid getting out. It looks like a little white boy. And when I say little, like 13, he's I don't know how he saw over the fucking steering wheel. And I think they go to the yapping faces in the studio, and one of them says that too. But just to listen. Now, I mean, we have a lot of fun here on TGO Radio, but just listen to the spontaneity. this kind of, we can't top what we're about to hear here, okay?
Okay.
I just want you to know, I know we can't top
it. In Gilbert, Gabriella Becerra, 12 News.
Yeah, Gabby, that last point you made, I agree with you 100%. So here we have an untrained driver. He looks small, even. You'd be able to see above the, you know, the steering wheel, doing 100 miles an hour in a large vehicle through a residential neighborhood. It's almost a miracle nobody was hurt.
We heard you. We heard it during the story. We heard it.
Yeah, and just the fact that everyone here said they didn't even notice that it was happening. They had no property damage on this street, according to the neighbors I talked to. So they're all just thankful that even this teen driver didn't hurt himself or anybody else in this incident.
Yeah, this teen should consider himself lucky as well.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Gabby, thank you.
Thank you. Gabby, thank you.
Look at how they massacred my boy. Oh, shit. Oh.
I want no vengeance. I want no acts of vengeance.
Developing in the Pine Belt, law enforcement agencies are searching for an escaped monkey tonight. Good evening. Thanks for being with us. I'm Carrie Lake.
I don't know why that means.
I don't know.
An escaped monkey.
Okay. Let's see here. Jasper County, Mississippi. A truck hauling aggressive rhesus monkeys carrying hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID.
Wait a minute.
Overturned.
Where, wait a minute. Where was this at?
Jasper County, Mississippi.
Are you sure they thought they had a truckload of monkeys? are you sure? Sure about that?
Well, I did see some pictures.
And it's got hep C. Buddy, it's got all the fucking bases covered here.
Hep, herpes, and
aggressive.
COVID.
Mississippi. I mean, come on, man.
Jesus. Now listen. Any more of this, I'm going to make you put your hood on before you come in here.
Hey, look, man. I didn't make Mississippi the way it was, is.
Was his?
Those motherfuckers didn't ratify the 13th Amendment till 93.
Yeah, that is absolutely 100% a fact.
And in case you're wondering what the 13th Amendment is.
What is it?
It was the one that ended slavery.
That's right.
That is true. And finally, in 1992, they went, well, all right, they're people.
Jesus Christ,
all right,
let's have to.
Let's go ahead. 130 years after the fact.
After the fucking fact. All right.
God damn it. Fine.
Jesus.
All right, they're people.
Twist our fucking arm.
Fuck their people. All right, fine. Holy shit.
Developing in the Pine Belt, law enforcement agencies are searching for an escaped monkey tonight. Good evening. Thanks for being with us.
Good evening.
I'm Carrie Leggett Brown.
And I'm Ross McCloud. The search comes after
Ross
a truck
McCloud.
Carrying.
I'm yeah. Ross McCloud.
Hey, get off my fucking cloud, Ross.
Look at how they massacred my boy.
Animals to a testing
story at 11.
Facility crashed in Jasper County. Jasper County Sheriff Randy Johnson confirmed a truck carrying 21 rhesus monkeys from Tulane University overturned just north of Heidelberg on Interstate 59. Sheriff Johnson said there were 21 monkeys on board and six escaped. Five of the
escaped
monkeys have been eliminated.
Oh,
five, goddamn Jeff? Monkeys don't give us the slip.
Five of the six, Jeff, had been eliminated, he said. Oh, boy. Well,
that's good, you know.
They're fucking research monkeys. They're all infected with one thing or the other. By the way, that's how we got COVID, by the way. Some fucking, it jumped out of the fucking lab somehow, and here we go. 2 million people had to die.
Oh, because it was fucking bat soup, and you know it.
Yeah, well, like I say on last week's episode, bat soup was fine for the gimmick. I mean, it was great to laugh about, but everyone knew it was a fucking, you know. I knew, also like I said in last week's show, I knew it came from a lab when they told me I was racist for thinking it came from a lab. That's how I knew.
That's how you knew,
They
yeah.
gave the game away then. That's how I fucking knew.
Oh.
One remains on the loose. Sheriff Johnson says,
tonight he's on the loose.
Do not approach the monkey. It is considered aggressive. Call
no,
911 immediately if you see it. Law enforcement initially reported that the monkeys...
Dude, I call 911 the instant I see any monkeys. Okay? I'm just letting you know that. Especially in my name.
God damn.
Well, I'm going to get my house firebombed.
I'll be happy to talk to you about this when your roof is on fire in 7 days. Jesus Christ.
Would I do that for any stray animal in the neighborhood?
It's the most unusual animal you've seen in this neighborhood. Like if
fox?
You see... Huh?
Fox? I saw a red fox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to wash your ass!
Seriously, I've seen fox around here before.
How'd you press your face in the dough and make gorilla cookies? You got to wash your ass.
To wash your ass.
Oh, fuck.
Strangest animal, you every Thursday, I guess. I don't know. No, that's,
it's a Wednesday, but that's all right.
One fucking yeah. ever. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what day it is.
Is the season over yet?
Buddy, it's next week, man. Tonight we're on to lose. Is that Triumph? That band?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that
song?
Yeah.
Never did care much for that band.
No.
I am the eye in the sky.
It's Saga on the Loose.
Saga?
Yeah. It is a dry hump of a song. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend it's a great song or anything, but...
Oh, my God. Listen, you better. I'd stop playing this if I were you. I don't want these guys to sue us.
How about we give them some fucking.
Listen, I doubt any of these tickets. Guys are anywhere where they have access to the internet.
Yeah. How about we give them buffet tickets? It'll be just the most money they've made and fucking.
Is this Dirk Diggler singing this? It's Dirk's hit. Tonight I'm on the booze.
Oh, yay! Yeah.
Right in the click.
Right in the fucking click.
Tonight I'm on the booze.
That's that fucking drunk woman from the first fucking
right,
story.
Right, yeah. That's not tonight. That's tonight, today.
You wonder whether I'm still the liquor.
No.
Guess what?
What?
I'm on top of the liquor. I am the monkey in charge of bananas.
In charge of bananas.
What's my secret? This little device right here. I just take a little blow. Beep. And it tells me when it's time for a little top up. Because when I first got this, I used to ride it around 0.20, which is fucking wasted. 24/7. But now I leave it at 0.12. Which is perfect. It's right in the fucking slot. Just pass the click. That wonderful moment. Just like Julian.
Like Julian.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Oh!
Look at that. 0.10. Time for a little drinky poo.
Time for a little drinky
Cheers, genitals.
Cheers, genitals. I am tired and I want to go home. So it's time.
It's time. Call 603.
603. We're a little
on
bit late.
East Coast.
We're a little bit late, but it is time to go. Another mediocre end of year episode.
Oh, that one was all right, man.
Uh-oh.
I mean.
Ooh. Oh.
Did you shit your pants?
No.
I still say that. Ooh. I still say when we decide to end this and we know it's going to be the last episode, we got to shit our pants on the show. We got to do it.
I offered to we find a location where we can both do it together. So, like, you know, We just, all right, on three, and we fucking cock our legs up, and that's a wrap. We shit our pants together.
Put our ass cheeks together and no. shit or something? That's well, really disturbing.
Yeah. I'll tell Ryan. You how to live your life. Oh, what, again? Three times a year you want to do this? Let's go home, actually. And we'll try it again next week. Try it again next week on...
TGO Radio.
Keep trying it till we get it right, or something something close to right. It's TGO Radio.
Wow, that was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Oh my God, that was an abomination. That was
my ass is actually sore. My ass is actually sore.